Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. DDG merchandisers today say that prices of dry distillers' grains will likely remain firm until the backup and rail car availability improves. Problems with logistics were initially triggered by a nonstop barrage of severe winter weather that caused delays in rail car deliveries. Ethanol plants were forced to slow down production, and production of DDGs also fell behind, creating a tightness in DDG supplies that has pushed prices upward for almost 2 months. Rail shippers are saying that it will take weeks, if not months, to get the backlog of cars going. Some in the industry are predicting that rail car availability will not improve until at least June. Indiana's State Board of Animal Health says PED virus is rampant in the Hoosier State. PED has infected 43 farms in Indiana's 92 counties. 26 other states have reported cases of the virus as of March 12th to the National Animal Health Laboratory Network. While the flu-like sickness doesn't affect people and it is not a food safety concern, it can kill 80% or more of newborn piglets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,393. It's up 116 points. The NASDAQ is trading at 4258, up 32. The S&P 500 trading 1868, and it is up 11 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Light snow and a little bit of rain was reported across portions of the central Midwest overnight last night. We still have some of that continuing in eastern portions of the region this morning. We will see this system moving off to the east, and we will find cooler weather still prevailing across the region for another day or two. The coldest weather out of this particular round of cool conditions will likely reach into the southeastern corner of the country overnight tonight, with frost and freezes reaching down into areas that normally see their last freezes in about 2 weeks earlier than this. The cold down that way will freeze back some of the winter wheat crop, but we are fortunate across the heart of the Midwest that the crop has not really greened up much across any part of the region, and the cold weather that's been prevailing is just keeping the crop more or less dormant. As we go forward through the coming week, though, temperatures are going to turn warmer across parts of the Midwest, and we will see some greening take place. We'll also see those soil temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest rising up closer to the threshold for corn germination, and a few farmers may be able to get out in the fields and push some seed into the ground. But with that said, it's going to be one of those situations that'll be somewhat tenuous because the temperatures may not rise very far above the minimum threshold for germination, and it looks like a more frequent precipitation pattern may evolve for a while, putting more moisture into the ground, raising the chances that some of that seed might rot before it gets a chance to germinate. The temperatures across the region are going to stay rather cool as we go forward through this next few days, although a warming trend is anticipated. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures today across the majority of the Midwest, varying from the 20s and 30s across the north, with readings to the 40s perhaps in some of the lowermost parts of the region from Kansas over to Kentucky and southernmost sections of Ohio. We'll look for a few teens also in the far northernmost parts of the region. As we move forward into the day tomorrow, a short-term bout of warming is expected. In fact, as we move on into Thursday afternoon, we'll see some of the warmest conditions. Highs will be in the 30s and 40s across the northern half of the region, while some 40 and 50-degree readings occur in the south. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see a few lower 60s occurring in parts of Missouri and a few areas just south of the Ohio River. And then as we move on into the end of this week, Friday we'll find another cool air mass dropping through the northern parts of the Midwest with 30 and 40 degree highs returning to those areas, while the southern areas will cool down back into some 40s and 50s. We will expect the low temperatures at night over these next several nights to be mostly 20s and 30s north and 30s and some 40s south. We will see some colder readings in the far northernmost parts of the region. Precipitation prospects, like I said, are going to increase. Today's moisture in the east will occur as a little wintry mix. We're not expecting more than a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 15 hundredths of an inch of moisture. Most areas will get by without much moisture at all. A surface high pressure system pushing through the region will clear the skies out, and most of the western and central parts of the Midwest will likely be dry today. A southerly wind, though, will build up behind this high pressure system, bringing warmer air back into the region. And as we go through the day on Wednesday, increased cloudiness and a good chance for some rain will develop across Missouri and Kansas, and eventually that precipitation will work its way through the heart of the Midwest. As we move into Thursday, precipitation will be widespread, and we could see a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch of moisture across many areas, moistening the soil and putting enough moisture in the ground in some locations to limit any field work for a little while. A secondary disturbance will come across the region as we move into the early to middle part of next week, but a significant warm-up will likely take place before that occurs, and some of this soggy field conditions will abate as temperatures turn warmer. We'll see some 50, 60, and maybe even a few 70-degree readings across a part of the Midwest for a brief period of time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 790, up 24 and a quarter. July, 786 and three quarters, up 25 and a half. May wheat, the soft variety, 709 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. July, 711 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. May corn, 487 and three quarters, down 2 and a quarter, now down 2 and a half. July, 491 and three quarters, down 2 and three quarters. December, 486 and a quarter, now 485 and three quarters, down 2. May soybeans, 14.30, up 4 and a half. July, 14.02 and three quarters, up 4. November, 11.88, up 4. May soybean meal, 464.40, up 2.40. May soybean oil, 40.86, up 2 cents. April live cattle, 144.10, down 5. March feeders, 177.45, up 75. And April lean hogs are 122.70. They're down 195. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
April lean hogs continues its decline.
Correct. Waiting for the report on Friday. It was overbought to the upside, and we're down another dollar today at the moment on those, waiting for that Friday report to see what the actual numbers will be. Don't know that the numbers from USD will be as tight as industry thinks they should have it, but you just don't know that.
Do you think that this is a consolidation to a lower level phase that will then spring to higher highs eventually?
Yeah, I think we're consolidating downward, and I think once that report comes out, we'll boom upwards again, or we will after we find out how many hogs are really missing.
Meanwhile, the row crop that is really showing strength is hard red winter wheat. I suspect it might be on statewide reports. I haven't seen them, but I bet conditions not so good in Kansas.
Yeah, conditions are not good in our wheat country, and that's pushed it tighter, even though the world supplies of wheat are plentiful.
And then soybeans. Corn, they're both sort of marking time. They're chopping around.
Right. Corn's down a little right now, and beans are up a little. Beans have had a 20-cent range in the overnight through this morning. At one time, they were down at 14, 16. They're up at 32 now, been to 36 in the May. So they're up 6.5, but that's 16 off their low. They were down 9 to 10, and we're flopping around up 4 to 5 to 6 there. Corn's only at a 4 to 5 cent range, beans at 20 cent range. Can't decide where they want to go. What's the report Monday going to say as far as old crop, new crop? And that's pushing it this way and that way.
You would have thought that there might be some interest in spreading. I haven't really seen much of it yet.
No, we haven't seen much of that at all. Industry thinks that it'll be positive old crop prices and negative new. I think one of the things that people are really looking at is acres. When was the survey taken and what were the prices of corn and beans when that happened? If you interview farmers today, not near as many are saying they're going to switch from to more beans as maybe said that 6 weeks ago when we had a lot lower corn prices.
So more corn acres and maybe fewer bean acres than the industry.
Than what USDA says on Monday.
Well, we will get the expectations from the trade in another day or two, and we'll see where we are at that point. Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn, 487 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. December's 486 and three quarters, down 1. May soybeans are trading 1432, up 6 1/2. November, 1189 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. May soybean meal, up 290 at 464.90. May soybean oil, 4087, up 3 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.